This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I am Gia Abile reporting. President Donald Trump's move to unravel Obama-era environmental regulations launched with great fanfare Tuesday, attracting scorn from both ends of the political spectrum. Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels.
My action today is the latest in a series of steps to create American jobs and to grow American wealth. We're ending the theft of American prosperity and rebuilding our beloved country.
Concerted pushback from Democratic lawmakers and activists on the left, along with nagging doubts from conservatives skeptical of Trump's commitment to the cause, suggests that making good on one of his main campaign promises could turn into an exercise in futility. Increased activity in North Korea's main nuclear test site during the past few days could mean the country is in final preparations for its sixth nuclear test, a Washington-based think tank stated. 38 North, a website published by the U.S.-Korea Institute, released photos of the Punggye-ri nuclear test site taken on Tuesday. The photos show vehicles moving around the area and water being pumped from a tunnel, likely to keep them dry for communications and monitoring equipment. In a statement released with the photos, the website explained the activity is consistent with previous reports. It also noted a large new contingent of people standing in formation in the base's administrative area. The statement said such a gathering has not been seen since January 4, 2013, which was followed by a nuclear test on February 12. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition representatives attending the peace talks report the issue of a transitional government leading to a political settlement to end the country's war has been broached for the first time. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the site of the talks in Geneva.
Head of the High Negotiating Committee, Nasser al-Hariri, says his delegation has engaged in serious discussions regarding constitutional changes and an 18-month transitional process leading to UN-supervised elections for a new government. He speaks through an interpreter.
Of course, one session will not be enough to discuss this topic. We hope that the coming meetings, we will have further discussions in depth about this topic. And we're hopeful that these discussions will not be wasted. On the contrary, we want to build on them in a way that feeds into the political process to reach a political solution.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said Wednesday he has asked the U.S. ambassador why America did not deploy warships to pressure China to stop constructing man-made islands that are now at the heart of regional concerns in the disputed South China Sea. Duterte said in a speech that U.S. Ambassador Sung Kim was unable to reply to that question when they met Monday in southern Davao City. The president had a separate meeting with a Chinese ambassador there. While criticizing the U.S., Duterte did not berate China's behavior in his speech. Duterte said he told Kim that he was surprised by what he described as U.S. inaction. Police in Washington said a woman rammed her car into a police cruiser near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday morning before being arrested. Capitol Police spokeswoman Eva Malecki was quick to avert any terror allegations, saying the event showed no nexus of terrorism. Malecki said police attempted to stop the vehicle when the driver pulled a U-turn and attempted to flee.
An erratic and aggressive driver in the vicinity of 100 Independence Avenue Southwest. While attempting to stop the vehicle on Independence Avenue, the driver negotiated a U-turn and fled the scene, nearly striking officers and struck at least one other vehicle. A brief pursuit followed until the vehicle was stopped at Washington and Independence Avenues Southwest. During the attempt to arrest the suspect, shots were fired. However, no individuals were injured during the arrest.
Ambulances responded to the scene, although no one was taken to the hospital. Lawmakers were told to stay away from the area, but the Senate and House of Representatives went ahead with planned sessions just minutes after the incident took place. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.